Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Taliban claiming responsibility for another deadly suicide car bombing in Afghanistan came a day after a series of terrorist blasts killed more than 50 in and near the capital, Kabul. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban said it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of northern Kunduz province. Police say the blast killed at least 22 members of a pro-government militia. Afghan capital is nervous and people are on the edge after the worst outbreak of terrorism since the Taliban confirmed it is under new leadership following the death of founder Mullah Omar. AP reporting some experts are saying first attack by Islamic extremists in the central Mali town in which 10 people died shows that jihadist aggressions are spreading in the country and hitting more directly at the government military and the UN peacekeeping force. Government reports three of the attackers were also killed and seven suspected militants were detained. Four UN employees were rescued. The militants first targeted an army camp on Friday, but when they faced resistance, they moved to a nearby hotel popular with the UN staff and took hostages. Scores of Christian families have fled to a Syrian town amid fears that the Islamic State militants are advancing toward it and plan a major offensive. The Christian Assyrian Network for Human Rights in Syria says hundreds of families have fled the central Christian town of Sadad for the government-held central city of Homs and the capital Damascus. About 10% of Syria's pre-war population of 23 million people is Christian. This is VOA News. 1 year ago Saturday, the United States started to bomb the Islamic State targets in Iraq. That story now from VOA's Lotitsa Hoch.
The United States on Friday launched new airstrikes against Islamic State militants near Erbil in northern Iraq. U.S. defense officials say fighter jets dropped bombs on the militants close to a station that houses U.S. military trainers. Local Kurdish forces welcome any help they can get to hold off Islamic State advances, but they say they need arms.
I would like to tell the whole world that we are not doing this battle only for Kurdistan. We are doing this battle for all the international community and the whole world.
A White House spokesman on Friday said Islamic State has lost about 30% of the territory it held a year ago in Iraq and a significant portion of the area it controlled in Syria. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Almost 200 people marched in the French port of Calais on Saturday in memory of migrants who died trying to cross the English Channel. Demonstrators also said they opposed additional measures taken to secure the border between France and the United Kingdom in recent weeks. Maya Conforti, a volunteer with a group known as Migrant Shelter, was among the demonstrators.
We protest the erecting of fences that just basically make the passage into England more dangerous and barriers don't work. We've seen things like the Berlin Wall. It works for a while and then it comes down. And is Germany the worst for not having the Berlin Wall anymore? So let's start realizing that fences do not work.
Some demonstrators held up posters with names of migrants and their dates of death. Posters and banners read, "Open the border" and "No border for migrants." The march ended on the pier near the Calais port. Typhoon Sotolor slammed the coast of southeastern China Saturday, leaving more than a million homes without power after killing at least six people in Taiwan. There was no immediate reports of mainland casualties or property damage. Chinese news reports say 158,000 local residents had earlier been evacuated to safety as the storm bore down on the coast. Earlier Saturday, the storm swept across Taiwan with maximum sustained winds of 160 kilometers an hour. In the U.S., several hundred people commemorating the police shooting last year of an unarmed African-American teenager marched Saturday in the city of Ferguson, Missouri. Marchers were led by the family and members and friends of Michael Brown, the 18-year-old, who was killed on August the 9th, 2014.
That's the latest world news from VOA.